You turn with me, please, to the Gospel according to Mark at chapter 1. The Gospel according to Mark at chapter 1, and as the Lord would enable us, when I consider together verses 40 and 41. Mark 1, verse 40. There came a letter to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, took forth his hand and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And they straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and said unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing. Those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was come in desert, what was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. This is verse 40-41. Came this letter to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying to him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. The Lord Jesus, having finished what we know as the Sermon on the Mount, he proceeded to go back to his own city, to Capernaum. And as he passed through the various towns and villages on the way, he met with the crowds. And there they were attracted to him. Here's this man, this great teacher. Here's this miracle worker. We've heard of him doing wonderful things. And so they wanted to see him and to hear him. And on the way, a most unusual incident happened. There came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying to him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. We did it. And we don't pause to realise this was a most unusual thing. Because the leper was kept out of the town, kept away from people. He was one who was to cry, Unclean, unclean, keep away from me, I'm a leper. It's dangerous to come near. Yet we see him here. Coming. Pleading with Christ. Asking for help. How the crowd must have wondered what the response was going to be. After all, leprosy was viewed as something that was incurable. To heal a leper, well, that was like raising the dead. These things just don't happen. And yet the amazing thing is, Christ touches him. What a shock that must have been to the people. To touch a leper. But he touched him. And he said, I will heal you. Be thou clean. And the man's healed. An amazing incident. How it must have caused a stir. And some at least must have come to the conclusion. Who is this man? Is he indeed the very Messiah promised? Well, there were lessons for them. And there are lessons for us. And especially when we remember that consistently leprosy is used in Scripture as a picture of sin, then we can see that the Lord has seen fit to have this instant recorded for us, that you and I might learn about our need as sinners and see that Christ is indeed a suitable Saviour. We'll notice five things as we consider this incident. First of all, Consider the leper's longing.
The leper's longing.
Make me clean. I want to be clean.
Isn't that his great desire?
There were many others there that day. And perhaps they felt they had no real needs. They weren't sick. They were going on well in life. All was going well with them. Therefore they felt no need of Christ's help and they asked nothing from him. There aren't many like that today. They don't realise their need, perhaps temporal, never mind spiritual, and therefore they do not resort to Christ. Perhaps that's the way some are here. You don't really believe you have any needs, or any need of Christ. Well, look at this leper. His longing is, make me clean. He is one who, as Luke tells us, was full of leprosy. So if you looked at this man, you would see deformity. You might smell the effects of the leprosy, because the leprosy did have an impact that where you had this disease which progressed, you had this dying effect on the parts of the body. It was a horrible disease that no one wanted anything to do with. No wonder this man is longing to be rid of it. Make me clean. Here's his problem. He is one who is unclean. One who is cut off from fellowship with his fellow man. But worse than that, he's cut off from the fellowship of the temple. It's not just that he's to be kept outside the city. He can't engage in temple worship. You can see effectively because he is ceremonially unclean, he is cut off from the worship of God, he is cut off from God. And he cries out in his need, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He wanted to be clean. And that longing led him to overcome many difficulties in the way of coming to Christ. His body, no doubt, was deformed. His hands and his feet affected by the leprosy. Luke tells us he was full of leprosy. Just moving around would be difficult. And it's not just the fact of his own disability making it difficult to be there. The law would prohibit his mincing amongst the people, but disregarding what the law says, because of this deep burden that he has, he goes and he asks for help. I want to be clean. That's his great concern. Our friend, are you here tonight? And have you felt? Are you feeling tonight that burden of sin? Oh, that I would be clean. If you realise what sin is, then you will cry out for help. And leprosy, being such an awful disease as it was a suitable picture of sin and the sinner, of the seriousness of sin. And if you see its seriousness, then you will cry out, oh, to be clean. That's what I want. Leprosy was a disease that could affect anyone. There are some diseases which are diseases of certain types of people. Those who engage in certain sorts of practices, they're more liable to get certain diseases.
The poor often can be affected by certain diseases that those who are rich and have a good diet and so on, they don't have to worry about. But anyone could end up with leprosy. King Uzziah was struck with it. Naaman the Syrian, the captain of the guard, one of the high ones of government, plagued with leprosy. Our friend, isn't it true? This is a plague which has infected us all. That it is a plague which is indiscriminate, because there is none righteous. No, not one. Who says that? God says that in His Word. And therefore, this should be something you long for, to be cleansed from sin. You'll notice that this disease was a deep disease. It wasn't superficial. The priest who examined the leper, or the person who it was presumed was a leper, he took note as to whether it was just a superficial scab, or whether it was deeper below the skin, whether it was a true form of leprosy or not. You see, if you felt your sin, then you will be bothered not just with certain outward actions, or they will bother you, but you are conscious of the great problem that you have as a problem of your heart, that it is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, and that it ruins everything that it touches. That the problem is that you were born in sin and shapen in iniquity, and there is this warp in your being that cannot be undone, that affects everything. That will bother you. Because then you will know there's no simple remedy. Not a case of avoiding certain places, try not to think about certain things. It springs up. Constantly. Leprosy, you'll notice, was a spreading disease. It was something that was uncontrollable. It worked its way through the body, and eventually, after a few years, led to death. Whether you think that of what we know as leprosy now, or there may have been various forms called leprosy in the days of Scripture, the truth is, it spread. It's not true of sin. Left to itself, it spreads. It spreads in society, so that what was once viewed as evil is now called good. And what was once thought of as good and right is now deemed evil. We see that in our own day and age. It's appalling. But that's the nature of sin. And we know that's true in our own souls. If we don't bridle our tongue, as we thought of this morning, we quickly get used to a form of speaking which is not right. And that's true of many other aspects of our life. What a disease. A disease that contaminates. Why the leper to be put away? Because there was this problem. The leprosy contaminated everything. The rug, the skin, the woolen garment with leprosy. Burn it. It will corrupt other things. We know that from the likes of mildew today. It just seems to spread. You can't get rid of it. Ah, how sin spoils even our holy devotions and worship. It gets everywhere. How it wastes, how it destroys. Just as the leprosy destroyed the limbs, destroyed the body, so sin destroys all that we have and ruins the enjoyment even of what is good. An incurable disease. Isn't that what sin is like? It leads to hell. It destroys body and soul. Friend, if you felt your need, if you felt your need, and you're aware of your sin, and you know that the wages of sin is death, and you deserve God's judgment and condemnation forever. If you have felt that, then you will want to be delivered. You will cry out as this leper did. And whatever impediments get in your way, you will cast them aside. Who cares what other people think? What I need is cleansing. If I really find some way to be clean, make me clean. Thought of that leper's longing. If you've never felt it, oh, you should pray that you might see that need. Because it's there. It's there. And you'll perish. The day will come when you will see your need, it'll be too late. Then notice secondly the leper's conviction. The leper's conviction. Thou canst make me clean. He was convinced of this. That's why he appeared here. Yes, the rabbis had said to heal the leper is as difficult as raising the dead. But he goes to Christ. Thou canst make me clean. For faith. Lepers being healed before this occasion. And it may very well be that he was the first leper that was cleansed by Christ. But we know that he had healed other people before this time. He had performed various miracles. And this leper, as he considered the situation, as he had heard of Christ and the various miracles that he had performed, perhaps heard that he was this wonderful teacher also. He must have come to this conclusion. We must have begun to think, is he able to help people? Is he able to help others? Is he able to help me? And then to have this conviction, he helped them. He definitely did help them. He can help me. You'll notice that he comes to Christ, pleading and kneeling down. Matthew tells us that he worshipped him. Is this the Messiah? Is this the one who is able to do these things? The Almighty One. And he's convinced that he is. He's not saying, well, I think you might be able to help. Do you want to try? See whether you can help me? Thou canst. You are able to heal me. He's convinced of this. And the testimony of what he has heard from others convinces him of that fact. Friend, have you confidence in Christ's ability to deal with sin? You must have that, or you will not go to Christ. It'd be foolish to go to someone asking for help if you didn't think they were able to help you. But if you are convinced, then go to him and ask him to help. Have you received his word? Have you received the testimony about him? Have you thought of why he came into this world to deal with sin? Do you believe that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin? Have you seen as he is revealed in the scriptures, they are dying in the room and in the place of his people? The one who has made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Do you understand why he died on the cross? Do you believe that to be true? Are you convinced of that fact?
that he took the place of his people, and that he died for their sin there. Can you see with this leper, thou canst make me clean? It's possible, because you're able to do it. If you don't believe that, you won't come to Christ. You need to study the scriptures to gain that conviction, that assurance of the declarations of God's word that he is able. Have you seen others cleansed? Have you seen life transformed by grace? Have you seen what God can do for others in bringing them from sin to himself? You know the gospel's true. He is able. Rejoice in that fact. Rejoice in the fact that he is able to save sinners. And consider it over and over again, that you might truly believe and be fully persuaded of his ability to cleanse from sin, and give thanks that his blood does cleanse from all sin. Think about why he came. Don't say it doesn't matter. Don't say I'm not that interested. You have a need. And it's foolish to ignore that problem. It will only grow and get worse and worse. See the remedy in Jesus Christ. Then notice thirdly, the leper's concern. The leper's concern. He is longing, make me clean. He's convinced, thou canst make me clean. But there's this concern. If thou wilt. If you are willing, you can make me clean. Here's the leper. And, well, he goes to Christ. But he's unsure of Christ's willingness to help him. He's a stranger. And he's a leper. Someone who people keep away from. He's someone who's got no claims upon Christ. He is undeserving of receiving his help. But he knows he's needy. So he's going to go and ask. Help me. Because I need help. Are you here today and you are conscious of your sin? And it is a great burden to you. And you know that Christ saves sinners, and you've seen him save others, and you know others have the joy of the forgiveness of sins, and you envy them, or to be like them, or to be one of them. He can make sinners clean, but can he make me clean? Or rather, will he make me clean? Your problem isn't so much that you feel that your sin has put you beyond the pale of his help. You know that his blood cleanses from all sin. And that great sinners and notorious sinners and long time sinners have been cleansed by him. But does he really want to save, to cleanse me? Well, it may be that you feel your own unworthiness. Who am I? And if he was just to pass me by, that would be fine. In that, well, I could not complain. Well, it's true. You're an unworthy, hell-deserving sinner. This place is full. Each one of us is an unworthy, hell-deserving sinner. And if God were to pass us by and to lead us to our own destruction because of our own sin, we could not utter one word of complaint, but would be bound to say, even so, it seems good in my sight, this is what I deserve, and nothing less. You don't deserve anything, and neither do I. And yet, is it not true? He is able to help. You have no claims. That's the way you feel. Well, there's a sense in which that is true. But did Christ not come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief? Go to him and ask for help, because you know your need. you see, but God is sovereign. He hears this man, and he kneels down, saying to him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Here is the Christ. Is he willing? It's up to him whether he freely will help me or not. God is sovereign. I'm dependent on his free mercy and nothing less. How do I know if he will cleanse me, if he will heal me? Well, it's true. God is sovereign. And his forgiveness is out of sovereign grace. And he will save a people for himself, having mercy because he will have mercy upon them. But friend, remember this. The secret things belong unto the Lord, whereas the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children. And you are to bother yourself not with the secret things which belong unto the Lord. You are not to intrude into those things, but you are to deal with those things that God has revealed in his word. And you're warned to go to Christ. You're warned for faith to go to him is to be grounded not in your hopes, not in your needs, not in the strength of what you do, but on the word of God. And you take that as your fortitude, aware that the secret things has God to elect with him, his business. Stop interfering in his business. Deal with how God addresses you. What should you do? Well, for a start, be like this man. What does he do? He ventures in faith. He knows he's able. That's as far as he can go. He knows there's danger in doing nothing. If he does nothing, he's just going to be there, and the leprosy will get worse, and he will die. And he goes, and he asks for help. It reminds you of Moses, when he was leading the children of Israel through the wilderness, and the Lord threatened to destroy them because of their sin and their rebellion. Who's Moses to go and ask for mercy? Well, he goes anyway. And he says, look, if you destroy this people, the nation will end up saying it was because the Lord was unable to deliver them and to bring them into the promised land. Now, of course, that's not true, but that's what they'll say. It'll look as if you're weak. And he's saying, look, for thy glory's sake, act. Friends, you do not go to the Lord in your weakness, in your sinfulness, in your unworthiness. Lord, I don't deserve cleansing. I deserve only condemnation. For thy glory's sake, act. Heal me, cleanse me, that I might be a trophy of thy grace. For thy glory's sake. Yes, I want deliverance, but for thy glory's sake, do it. Do you know you have a warrant to go? This man, he seems presumptuous, but he goes anyway. But you have a warrant to ground faith on, to go to him. Have you not the promise of Christ to unworthy sinners? Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. They are burdened by sin, go to him. Seek rest in him. Seek forgiveness through him. Whoever the man that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Well, you're thirsty. I said it was storm. I'm telling others, come and drink. You're feeling your need, others aren't. But you are. Come and take. And so Christ says, come and take of me. And seek cleansing in me. He that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. We have all of these truths. Rejoice in these truths. And be like this man. And you'll notice how Christ dealt with him. He says, I will be thou clean. Give you more things to encourage your faith than this man had. Notice the sympathy of Christ. Jesus moved with compassion. Oh, he was stirred to see this poor man. What a pitiful condition he's in. How needy he feels. Begging for help. If you're willing, you can help me. I will be thou clean. Did he not still tender and compassionate? Did he not come to seek and to save that which was lost? A bruised reed he will not break, smoking flax he will not quench. Stir his sympathy. Tell him your need. Confess it all before. Confess your unworthiness. Beg for his help. Will he not receive you? Have you not his warrant to go to him? And you'll notice his touch. What a shock. He touched that leper. Did you see it? He touched him. I will be thou clean. A man who had not felt someone who was not a leper touch him for years perhaps. Because he's full of leprosy. He's had it for a while. And Christ touches him. I will. He's saying to him, yes, I am able and I am willing. And surely he's saying to you tonight, if you are willing, I am able and willing. Come to me and I will cleanse you. He's not forced here. He doesn't grudgingly help him. You know what it's like in the city? There's times when there's someone begging and you feel embarrassed not to give them something, but you think you're going to be taken for a ride. They'll just abuse the money they've given. And if you give them something, you tend to grudgingly do it. It's not that you don't want them to be helped out of the hole they may be in, but you're anxious that you're being misused. Christ here. He's not grudging things. He's not forced through embarrassment to him. Friend, if you're willing to go to him, he is more than willing to cleanse you. Isn't that the message of what we have here? Christ is the same sympathetic Saviour. I will be thou clean. Go to him, and you will know cleansing in him. Do not listen to the lies of the devil as he tries to keep you from Christ. Go for cleansing to him. Then it brings us forth to the leper's cleansing. Be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leper departed from him, and he was cleansed. Here's immediate cleansing. The word and the power of Christ together work. There's no delay. Immediately the leprosy departed. Here's this powerful healer. He's cleansed. And so it is that the sinner who goes to Christ, he receives him. He immediately heals him. He's forgiven. He's justified. He's immediately justified. Justified through faith. Declared righteous because Christ's righteousness is imputed to him. Christ said, Christ having dealt with the sins in his death. Pardoned. Acquitted, accepted. And the power of sin is broken also. Though it lingers on, because God in his wisdom would have his people fight against sin until they leave this world. That not to say that assurance is always given immediately. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's not. But cleansing comes to the person who closes with Christ. Go to him, and you shall find he will cleanse you. And notice that his cleansing is a complete cleansing. You can't half cleanse a leper. He's either clean or unclean. Either the problem's dealt with, or it remains. There's someone with a serious disease, cancer or something else. They're either completely cured, or the problem's still there. Even if its effects are dealt with to a certain extent, the problem's still there. Well, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he's told to show himself to the priest, because he has been cleansed, and the priest will verify that fact. That's his duty. Isn't it the wonderful glory of the gospel? It brings forgiveness for all trespasses, every sin, serious sin, ingrained sin, past sin, present sin, repeated sin, from all his iniquities. He, Israel, shall redeem. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. Oh, friend, rejoice in that fact. He is a complete Saviour. There's not one sin that is not dealt with and forgiven when the sinner comes to Christ. And yes, as we said already, the power of sin is broken, but it's still there. But it's going to get worn down. And it's going to be rooted out one day. The God of peace is going to sanctify his people wholly, make them completely holy one day. Christ, a complete Saviour, a powerful Saviour. He does cleanse. Go to him and rejoice in him. If he has cleansed you, give thanks for what he has done. Final thing, the leper's testimony. He said to him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. This leper was to have a testimony by going to the priest. That meant going to Jerusalem, because there was where the temple worship and the sacrifice took place. He was to keep quiet till he got there, was examined by the priest. And you see,
If the man had any doubts as he went, am I really cleansed? Has every last part of that horrible disease been rooted out? Is there a little lingering bit still there? Well, he goes to the priest. The priest examines him. Any doubts are overcome, and he's given reassurance. He pronounces in the name of God, you're clean. Go and plead and ask for cleansing. And Christ will cleanse you. And he'll send you back to the Word. And he'll tell you to read the Word. And yes, keep the law. Is going to the priest involved the keeping of the law? And if you have any doubts, am I really cleansed? Has he really accepted me? As you study the Word, as you're in the Word, as you're under the preaching of the Word, as you're turning away from sin and pursuing holiness, he will give you assurance. He will give you joy. But make sure you do that. Believe what he says. Be much in the Word. Be always under the preaching of the Word whenever you get a chance, that you might receive that assurance, my sin really is forgiven. To show himself to the priest, that he might be reassured himself. He would show himself to the priest, that he might say to the priest, a man called Jesus of Nazareth healed me. Isn't this the Messiah? Go, show thyself to the priest. Not for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. Testimony not just to the law but to the priest. This man became a testimony to others, cleansed by Christ. You notice he failed to do that. He's overcome with what's happened. He doesn't do what Christ said, I was wrong. He robbed himself of opportunities to be reassured of his cleansing. He certainly robbed others of his witness. Friend, don't be like that. Are you here tonight? And you cannot deny that you've been cleansed by Christ, and yet you will not own it publicly. You rob yourself of means of grace to give you assurance and strength. Don't be foolish. Acknowledge Christ, even though you feel your own weakness. And you're of the church of God, of that which encourages the church. Is not this what Christ does for a glorious Saviour? And you harm your witness in your own home, in your workplace, to others. Own and acknowledge Christ's work. Yes, he gave an offering. It was a testimony. As he offered that gift, he was thanking God and rededicating himself to the service of God. Gladly going to serve God from now on. Ah, well. You're either a leper tonight or you have been a leper. Which is it? And what have you done about it? Learn from this man. See your need. Ask God to reveal yourself your need and go to Christ. Because you're in danger without him. In danger of eternal ruin without him. Christ is a willing Saviour to all who go to him. He gladly receives them. Go to him. Crying, dost make me clean. Cleanse me for thy glory's sake. Let us pray.